Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Oh my God, the studio has never smelled this good. I can tell you. What is he wearing? The most generous and complimentary judge from Dancing with the Stars. He's the one. I'm about to give him some music as we go. He's the one with the bestest and biggest hair. I'm talking about Arthur Gurunlian.
Yay!
He is a self-confessed Duracell, a man who never stops, content creator, social media sensation, podcaster with Bestie Donald Skeen. He's now adding a children's book. It's called Little Artie and the Happy Dance. Oh! But we asked Arthur to be this week's visiting critic, and the experience he's reviewing for you is putting his phone away and staying offline for 48 hours. Woo! Welcome, Arthur. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm very good. I was going to say,
I'm exhausted.
The first time we are together, you're exhausted already. Tornado's in the house, so let's go, guys. Good morning, everybody. No, I'm very good. Thank you for having me. I can't believe after all this time,
I've never been with you. Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah. So it's crazy because I was like, oh my God, I'm doing Oliver Callan's show. I'm very excited.
I've only exchanged two sentences with you in the world before now, but I feel like I know you.
Exactly. And we met this year for the first time. How exciting is that?
I know. It's great to be here. And you're as colourful as I expected.
Thank you so much.
You're like something that's just jumped out of a Happy Meal. You know.
Listen, I live my life in colour. I don't really wear black. Well, I have jeans, black jeans today. But I love colours. I see life in colour. So I can't wear anything grey or black.
You're just a bundle of
Do you know what my husband called me? Like a Disneyland. Every morning I wake up, I'm always happy. I'm always
it's
energized.
A one-man Disneyland.
Literally, I was like, oh my God, it's like living with a Disney with a Mickey Mouse in the house. Seriously. I don't know where this energy comes from. I don't know. I can't explain. I've always been like this. Always.
It's hell, is it, for your husband?
It is. Oh my God. If you talk to Brian, I'm like, Oliver.
You must be competing energy-wise with the two little kids.
Do you know what? They keep me on my toes. People said, when you have kids, you're going to be more tired. No, on contrary, they actually give me more energy. I don't know how to explain this.
You're the only one.
Because you have to run after them. You can't be like, they don't care if you're sick or if you're tired. They're like, come on, Papa, let's dance. Let's do this. Let's do that. So you can't. You always have to have that energy going with you. Do you know what I mean?
Blake, she is two?
She's three.
And then
we have the little rascal, Blue, who is 15 months. She is Tornado.
Gosh.
Like, you call me Tornado, she is worse than me. She is a Tasmanian devil.
I hope you live down in the woods somewhere so people don't hear this noisy house.
Listen, I always feel sorry for our neighbours. We're so loud. The house is always go, go, go. Honestly, it's insane. Because
you do so much stuff, you are social media. You're on it a lot.
Yes.
You're on it. You're also viewing other stuff.
Yes.
I don't know how you get the time to do it all.
I have no idea.
But you do. How bad is your phone usage, your social media?
Do you know what Brian said? I'm always on my phone. But also, my phone is my work. It's our business.
Yes.
So I have to do everything on the phone. I'm not 9-to-5 office person. I'm on a computer or on the phone, talking to people, emails, calls. So I am a lot on my phone, and I can't believe you're the only person in my entire life challenged me to do something that I've never done. Even before social media, Oliver, I'm not going to lie to you. Even before social media, I always had camera in my hands.
Did you?
Always had a phone on my... Yeah, like, I remember before social media, I was the only one able to take pictures backstage, take pictures, you know, on tour or whatever, because they trust me, and then burning on CDs and give to pop stars or whatever job I was doing.
Because we were doing the choreography for so long, or
when I was a dancer. So I always know social media before social media. I love taking pictures, videos.
So we want to see, would your life improve somewhat if you... Did you manage to do it, by the way? 48 hours. When did you start?
I started on Saturday, Sunday. So 2 days, 48 hours. And probably people won't believe this, but it was walking in the park. He was actually walking in the park. I thought I'm going to suffer. I thought I'm going to be like, how am I going to survive? I didn't even watch TV, to be honest with you. Because obviously we have the girls and we have, you know, the family. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to be Friday midnight, but like it was 11:59 exactly. I said goodnight to all my followers. Thank you so much. I won't be on my social media for 48 hours. People didn't believe me. They're like, it's a joke. I was like, I swear I'm doing this. Believe me. And it was actually so good. In fairness, I went on my WhatsApp.
Was the phone now away? How?
Well, I have a confession. I had to talk to my mother.
So that's allowed.
Actually WhatsApp my mom on Saturday and Sunday. So that's the only thing I did. But I
just
didn't watch
TV. Just once each day.
Well,
chat
maybe
to mammy.
Three times.
Is that
sorry, guys?
For an hour and a half.
No. I said, Maria, mother, no, I'm doing this challenge. I can't talk to you for long. I just WhatsApped her. We didn't FaceTime. But you know what? It was very refreshing. I remember Saturday, Brian, me, and Blue went shopping. We had nice lunch, dinner. We're doing errands. So I didn't care about my phone because I was like, do you know what? why do I care about my phone that much? Yeah. And I realized it's all about social media because of work and because I need to know what's in a pipeline, what's coming, the music, the news, yeah, all that
but
stuff.
But you should have your weekends to rest the heart
I know,
and the soul.
I can't. I literally can't because I'm like you said, I'm a Duracell. I can't relax. I've done meditation. My best friend Donald loves meditation. I've tried meditation. Didn't work. I've tried yoga. I can't. I'm too hyped. I don't know how to explain this.
Can't turn it off.
Yeah, I can't turn it off. The only time I think I turn it off when I sleep, even then, I don't think I turn
You're
it off.
You're dancing when you sleep? Dancing,
exactly. And then Blake was at home with my sister-in-law Aoife doing cookies, which was amazing. And then Sunday, because we were going to see the family, I didn't need my phone. So I was like, do you know what? I'm going to enjoy this momentum. And I was in the zone with them. But also, I'm going to tell you something. Even though I am on social media 24/7, right?
Yeah.
I still enjoy life. This is why people don't get it. They think, oh, you're on social media. But something, you know, it's in Irish, they were saying, the get of yourself, something like that. And I said, but I still enjoy life. I still know. I can film you right now and know exactly what your producers are doing behind. I know exactly what's happening in the Right Center. I'm like a weirdo like that.
You're like a mentalist.
I am. Oh, my God, I love this.
That's what you are.
I am a mentalist.
But I suppose you're not fully present if the phone is on and you're...
But I am. That's it. The thing. I am.
You can do it.
I am actually multitasking. You know when they say that man can be multitasking and the girls are multitasking? Well, I'm probably good at like a... I don't know. I have this multitasking in me. I can do so many things at the same time. I don't know how to explain that. And also, it's coming from a dancer, choreographer, creative director. Remember, when I used to choreograph or dancing, you have so much going on stage. When the artist is going to fall, I'm dancing while I'm actually picking up the artist. But I'm still, you know, performing. So I think it's coming from that. I don't know how to explain. I've always been like that. So I'm always in the zone. I will know exactly what's happening in the room, even though I was on my phone doing, hello, everybody, how you doing?
I mean, I didn't find any time at all this morning to do any Instagram, but you've probably been on.
Oh, come on. Do you need to spend 48 hours with me? I'll show you how to taste
that. I have to read things.
No, but the thing is also because, you know, when you, especially as a host, as you know, sometimes you have to talk so fast. I know I talk so fast. Like, that's why I'm sweating already. But I am so hyped. And sometimes I need to calm down. But again, when I calm down, I get bored. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I get bored.
This is you speaking slowly, by the way.
This is me speaking slowly. Hello, my name is Arthur Grolanso. I'm going to speak to you very nice and calmly.
Yeah, you were reaching for the... Did you feel kind of the fidget, the
I
missing...
I did miss that phantom
jingling in your pocket.
I did. And you know what? God. Donald Skien, we were recording the podcast. He shamed me in front of everybody. He said, you went on social media. I said, no, I didn't. He said, you did because you messaged me Sunday night, 11 p.m. I was like, okay, it was 11 p.m. I messaged you because
that
I was...
It was the end, was it?
Thank you. It was the end. I was like, stop shaming me.
Get off your wrong horse, Donald Skien.
Exactly, Donald Skien. And that's why I was like, no, I didn't actually. I followed your rules. I didn't do social media. I have to say, it was walking in the park, but I did miss my phone. I love connecting
with
people.
Did you actually walk in the park as well?
I actually did. We went to Bushy Park. We did actually went for a little walk. And no, it was good. But I'm not going to lie. I love social media. I love taking pictures. And, you know, we're doing nothing wrong. I love my love on social media because I'm spreading joy, happiness. You know, when people message me regarding the girls or Brian and I love fashion. I love everything. I just love sharing it. What's wrong with that?
You're also doing, you're dancing a lot, aren't you? And you're keeping your fitness going.
Yes.
So you're not on your phone during that time and you're with the kids. You're not on your phone there.
I don't really do fitness a lot, but I do dancing. And dancing is part of the TikTok. Dancing is part of the social media.
So you're on your phone. We haven't broken the spell then, have we?
No, you haven't.
You'll never do it again.
Never say never.
I
live by that rule. Maybe weekends. You know what?
I'm trying to help you.
I know you are. I know you are. Do you know what? I might do it, but I'm going to be less. When I'm with family, I'm actually going to do less.
We've got a new phrase for you now. It's coming in the text. The phenomenon Arthur is describing where he can be online and also be present is called continuous partial attention.
Oh, my
God. It's a thing. Continuous partial attention.
Is that a real thing?
That's a thing, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Can I thank Willie who sent that in Armenian? Shnorhakalem.
Shnorhakalutyun? Merci. Oh, my God. That's
the Armenian.
That's
Armenian.
Yes.
It's really difficult language. I was looking up some more.
No, Armenian is like a completely different language, different alphabet.
I was trying to say hello, and it's either Barev or Parev, depending on east, west.
Yes, it's actually, Barev. Barev is the right.
Barev.
It depends how you translate in English or French, whatever, like Eastern European alphabet.
You have such a beautiful kind of almost dancing accent, whereas I assumed Armenia would be more like, you know, coming this way.
No, you are going into like a Russian thing.
Too Russian, okay. More Middle East, lighter.
I don't know what to do. I can't even do accent.
You've got Iran, don't you? You've got Turkey and Iran bordering
That's
you.
That's it, yeah. Georgia to the north. Exactly. So we're Eastern European, like obviously we were part of USSR before. But I think, you know what? The reason I have this weird accent, because I speak 5 languages and none of them well. If that makes sense.
Really?
So I left Armenia when I was 12, not 13. I arrived in Belgium. I only lived there 8 years starting French.
8 years?
Only 8 years, yeah.
That's like, a lot.
And then when I started, when I
so
got my passport.
So fluent in French?
And French.
Must
and
be pretty good at French.
Pretty good, but still, my grammar's not that amazing because I didn't do school. I went straight away into hairdressing.
Malheureusement.
Oh, mais bien sûr. Mon accent en français, c'est super bien, mais je parle pas très, très bien.
Wow.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you so much.
That's kind of harsh. You're talking French.
And then I moved to Italy, Spain. So I studied Italian. And then I moved to UK, started English. So I only picked up languages like meeting. Hi, what's your name? Oliver. Oliver, how do you spell glass? G-L-A-S-S. That's how I learn English.
Not writing things down.
Just by writing things down.
But you text in English, so you must be very good.
Well, now, thank God for predictive text messages. That's why sometimes I get in trouble.
Do you rely on it?
Of course, I have to, especially when you do professional emails. So sometimes I've done a couple of things. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry about this.
Is this a bad time to segue to your book that you've written?
No, it's a perfect timing. Now I can write perfectly, guys.
But anyway, he went for all the noisiest languages.
Oh my God.
Spanish and Italian. They love standing around in piazzas, don't they, yelling at each other. I could see that would have suited you.
That's why maybe I'm loud, because they love screaming, oh my God, come stay, yes, yes.
I presume people get your nationality wrong all the time.
All the time. Nobody ever in my entire life said I'm Armenian. They said every single country, Eastern country, but never Armenian. I don't really particularly look like Armenian. That's the thing.
Right.
I have light eyes. Obviously, Armenians years ago, they used to have light eyes, but they're all dark. So I have the dark hair.
Yeah.
But I don't have the feature Armenian. I just got the big nose. That's it.
Where do they think you're from?
Well,
mostly.
Turkey, Italy, Spain, Brazilian, all these, you know, Latina.
I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Little Archie and the Happy Dance, Arthur. It's a children's book. It's a picture book with words. It's kind of read out to small kids. Well, who are you recommending?
I'm recommending for 0 to 4, but I said I've wrote this book for everybody because, you know, since becoming parents, having 2 girls, they love books because, you know, since Blake was born, we were reading books all the time. Mm-hmm. And believe me or not, this book took 2 years. And the reason it took, Donald actually was laughing, took you 2 years to put steps together. I was like, no, but took me 2 years to put the book together because I wanted to be perfect. It's a book about like positivity, you know, it's about little Artie who goes to park with his classmates and Lala, best friend, who doesn't want to go to park. And she's like, everybody's grumpy. So I wanted to create something that is joyful.
How do you cheer up the Lala who's feeling sad? That's the whole idea.
But Lala's, she's like, everybody's grumpy.
Very and subtle autobiography.
Yeah, actually, little Artie is kind of based on me.
Big
so
hair
as you can tell, the hair and everything. It's basically my life. And then also Dan Taylor, who did an incredible illustration. That takes ages, as you know.
He did.
Like, make sure everything is, as you can say, you can tell how colourful Artie is.
I think he used Skittles, did he, mash down to paint.
Oh my God, I never thought about it, but now you nailed it. Skittles, that's exactly what it is. No, I just wanted, little Artie spreading joy through dance, because dancing is good for the soul. And I wanted something that also it's for everybody. You can, no matter who you are, you can put any music and you can dance little Artie steps.
Because what's really cool is that the last 2 pages have the instructions
Thank
on the dancing.
Thank you so much for noticing.
I've never seen this before. This is great.
Exactly. I like to hear that.
You can follow along to learn to do the happy dance steps from the story. And it's hop, 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 squirrel. I was like, shake, 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 Sonora, shake
then,
it all the time.
That's what it's kind of like, isn't it? Do you know what? You should learn that. Next time I see you, we need to do the little happy dance.
Oh, my God.
But also, I want the kids to dance.
I don't
want
to be that happy,
dance.
Though, do you know? I
mean, oh, you could be so happy
even
once you
happiness
do that dance. Could you imagine me being more happy?
You have this kind of excessive happiness that I would be a bit suspicious about, you know?
Come to me.
Remember Tom Cruise used to be happy jumping on the sofa?
Oh, my God.
Ellen DeGeneres. Look how that all ended up there, do you know?
Maybe I should jump on the sofa somewhere. Next time I'm a little show up with Jamie.
Get off the phone.
Get off the phone.
It's a bit late now because he was getting married. You're how many years in now?
This is sure. We're 10 years.
We 10 years together?
Yeah. No, we're together 22 years, but we got married in 2015, so we just celebrated 10 years. Okay. Yeah, time flew by.
Didn't hang about, did you? 2015, the referent.
I was like a baby. Oh, my God, done. I was so young. No, we're like, when we go back together, we said, do you know what? Brian said, either we're getting married or nothing. So like, do you know what? I love you, you love me. Why don't we get married? But family was first. I wanted to always have kids. So I said, listen, I'll give you the marriage, you give me the kids.
Well,
I
have. That was the deal. Yeah. Okay. So everyone's stuck to their part of the deal.
Absolutely.
You renewed the vows, did you?
We renewed in July. Yeah, we got married 2015, 30th of July. And then we renewed the vows this year in August, 3rd of August. And then it was very special because we had the girls with us. So this time it was, I feel like this time it was more special. Because the girls were there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Even though still, we were going to do like a little dinner with 20 people, but we end up 3 days renewal vows, which is fine. Life is for celebrating. You can't just like feel sorry for yourself. You just have to get that there and do something. And we're like, let's just celebrate. Next one is 20 years or whatever it is.
And you managed to stay quiet through the whole ceremony.
No, I didn't.
Oh my God. To have the whole, in sickness and health, in loudness and louder.
Oh my God, that was like, yeah, very, very loud vow renewal. And also we have Donald, Brian, so all my friends. No, it was amazing. It was amazing.
By the way, is Blake named after Blake Lively?
No, this is what everybody's known. We love that name because obviously we wanted like names that it's for girls or boys because we didn't know what we were having. And then Brian, obviously, as you can guess, Brian named both of our kids because I gave that to him. So it's all B's. So I'm like, if or when we have the third child, I need the A.
Is this going to be a third?
No, I'm just saying if or when.
Oh, right. Okay.
I always wanted three
probably
kids.
Probably an exclusive there. Stand down the headlines.
No, there's no third child. But I was like, imagine if we have the third child. I want an A. I'm going to put my foot down.
Right.
Yeah, I should, right, Oliver? Every time I say Oliver, I want to say Oliver.
See, he got you on the deal there, didn't he? The two kids arrived, but they're both
B names. He did.
What's happening with Dancing with the Stars? It is definitely returning, and there's a new judge.
Dun, 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 dun. New judge, new presenter for only 1 year because obviously Jiren's going to maternity.
Oh, yes.
Leave. Congratulations, Jiren. No, I'm so excited. I am buzzing because with OT, we're going to bring...
OT Mabuse, who's a veteran of these things.
Oh, my gosh. She's like a queen of... ballroom, like she won twice. Nice. I'm very, very excited because we have two winners on the panel, but both won twice. So I said, Karen and Oti, you have to go against each other. I need to know who's winning three times. So I'm like staring there, you know, come on. And I said to Brian Redmond, I said, God help you. Not one, not two, but three loud people on the panel. So good luck with that.
Remind me, are there any dances at all you didn't like over the years?
As in myself or in the
show?
You're
so generous to all of the participants. But I love it. Even when they totally bomb.
Do you know why? I'll tell you why. Because as a dancer for 20 years dancing, killing myself, left, right, center, auditioning for everybody, I know how hard these people work. Especially as a celebrity, you never done dancing and then you thrown into your Dragon's Den. Come on, let's do this. Salsa, this and that.
You understand the difficulty.
Hard. I understand their pain. I know it's a show. I have to criticize someone, but it is hard.
Which you don't have it in your heart, do you? You don't have it in. You
no,
don't have
I'm
the hardness.
This person, Oliver.
Brian Redmond will do it.
He's the calcified. Body. He's the body. Actually, question for you: would you do that with Stars?
I think RT has humiliated enough broadcasters in the last week.
I'll teach you before that. So
I went just to end up on my arse and run for president.
Oh, I see that. I could see him being a president.
Arthur Carulian. You are doing a signing of the book in tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Easons, 1 p.m. Dundrum
Shopping Centre in
launch.
Dublin.
Come and, everybody, please turn up. Come on,
follow
let's have
his
fun.
Endlessly moving social media to find out more of the signings. But thanks a million for being an audible rainbow.
Thank you so much. That.
Good luck, Arthur. We're going to chat to Niamh Alagher right after these.
Email Oliver at rte.ie.